Some special guests in the studio with us this morning. Team members from University of Maryland Shore Regional Health are here with the latest installment of the Ask the Expert series. Joining us in the studio are Christina Wingate Spence, Communications and Marketing Specialist, along with today's expert Jessica Fluharty, Neuroscience Specialist and Stroke Coordinator from the Primary Stroke Center at University of Maryland Shore Medical Center at Easton. Christina will start us off this morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having us. Just as a reminder to folks, as part of the University of Maryland Medical System, University of Maryland Shore Regional Health is the principal provider of comprehensive healthcare services for the residents of Caroline, Dorchester, Kent, Queen Anne's, and Talbot counties. Shore Regional Health's team of more than 2,500 employees, medical staff, board members, and volunteers works with various community partners to fulfill our mission of creating healthier communities together by offering our patients regional access to care provided by a group of highly skilled medical experts. I'm pleased to have one of those experts with me today, Jessica Fluharty, who is going to give us some great information and share some very exciting news about our primary stroke center here in Easton.
Very good. We'll ask to flip the microphone over there and we'll bring in Jessica to the conversation now. Good morning to you.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
I am very good. Thank you very much.
Good.
Let's talk about, I guess maybe start quick with some general stuff about a stroke and what exactly it is.
All right. So a stroke occurs when blood flow to part of the brain stops or it's interrupted. Could be because you have a clot that has interrupted it, or it could be because you've had a hemorrhagic type of stroke, which is like a bursted blood vessel. So there's typically three types of stroke that we look for. It's either the ischemic stroke, the hemorrhagic stroke, and the third one would be the TIA, or the transient ischemic attack, which is sometimes also known as a mini stroke, and it's caused by a temporary clot, and your symptoms typically 100% resolve if you have one of those. Stroke is, since I've started this position, we went down in the number five cause of death in the United States. But it's still, unfortunately, the leading cause of long-term disability.
Gotcha. How will somebody know, are there any like warning signs that they could be susceptible to a stroke?
So absolutely. The warning signs of a stroke we want you to think fast. So FAST is an acronym that stands for face. So you look at somebody's face to see if one side is drooping or the other. Arm, ask them to hold their arms up and see if one arm is weaker than the other or is one arm numb compared to the other. The S stands for slurred speech, which can be garbled speech. It can be slurred speech, or sometimes they can't even speak at all, which is also known as aphasia. And then the T stands for time, which is really, really, really important for time. So we want you to call 911 as fast as you can, because when you arrive to the primary stroke center at Easton, we have a medicine that we can give you that can possibly reduce the effects of a stroke. But it's important that we give that to you in a very quick amount of time.
You guys are designated as a primary stroke center. What does that specifically mean?
So being designated as a primary stroke center means that we are held to a higher standard than a general hospital, so to speak. The designation means that stroke care is expedited and coordinated according to the highest standards, including having a dedicated stroke-focused program staffed by specially trained medical professionals. So we are there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. There is a team. If you come into the hospital, there is a team that we call overhead. And we all kind of surround the bedside and make sure that you get the best care that we can possibly give you. One of the key components to the primary stroke center is the ability to offer, when it's appropriate, the drug that I mentioned previously. It's called Alteplase. It's the only drug that's approved by the FDA right now, and it was actually approved in 1996, so it's been out for quite some time now. It's administered through an IV, and then it works. It's like a strong clot buster. So hopefully with that drug, when we give you that drug, we can bust the clot up and improve circulation to the part of the brain that is being affected. So it's shown to have really good outcomes. And when it does work, it really really does help.
When you get it fast enough.
Yeah, when you get it fast enough. Absolutely.
This is good news. I understand that the Primary Stroke Center at Shore Medical Center at Easton recently won an award for its stroke care. What can you tell us about that?
We did, yeah. So our center was actually recently awarded the American Heart and American Stroke Association Get With A Guideline Silver Plus Achievement Award. So what this award means is we are held, like I had mentioned, the higher standards. Mm-hmm. We have to meet all of those standards in at least 85% of the time. So we were awarded that because we accomplished that. And then the other one that we received is the Target Stroke Honor Roll Award, which means that we administered out the place in 50% of all eligible patients within the door to 60 minute window.
Mm-hmm.
So that's it's a pretty tough one to achieve. So I'm really proud of our team members in the hospital, and you know, and we've really have shown to increase patient outcomes because of that.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
You're starting to get the public aware that this needs to happen fast. So you're getting the patients faster.
Yeah, right? Absolutely. So that's kind of my main thing. If I can go out into the community and talk to 1 or 100 people, I just want to make sure that people are aware of the signs and symptoms of a stroke and know that they need to come into the hospital so we can treat you fast.
Absolutely. Thank you, Jessica.
Thank you.
Bringing Christina back now, where we can get some more information about where we can find more about these services offered by Shore Regional Health and the Primary Stroke Center.
Sure, Matt. First and foremost, I just want to say that, you know, Shore Regional Health is so extremely proud of the entire Stroke Center team for achieving this honor and for the prompt and high quality care that they are able to offer stroke patients throughout our region. One of the things that we strive for at Shore Regional Health is to be the region's leader in patient-centered healthcare. And we do that by providing the right care at the right time when patients need it the most in locations, which is very important, close to home. And kudos to the Stroke Center team, because obviously they have proven through this award that they are providing top-notch patient-centered care. Additional information about the healthcare programs and services offered at University of Maryland Shore Regional Health and the Primary Stroke Center, with special attention paid to some of the stroke support services and support groups that Jessica facilitates and partners with in the community. All of that information can be found on our website at umshoreregional.org.
Sounds good. Christina and Jessica, thank you for all the information, you guys. Good to see you this morning.